from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is the deadline for pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University.
Occupants of the nearly two-week-old pro-Palestinian encampment on Columbia University's central lawn given a deadline of 2 p.m. today to pack up and leave or face immediate suspension. That deadline has now passed. In a Monday statement, the university president saying the encampment is, quote, creating an unwelcome environment for members of our community. Protesting students were told they would not be punished if they left and signed an agreement promising to comply with university policy through the end of the next academic year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Columbia also faces a class action lawsuit which accuses it of violating its student safety protocols. Negotiations continue in Egypt in hopes of reaching a humanitarian ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The Biden administration, meanwhile, has wrapped up an investigation into IDF actions in the West Bank.
The State Department says it's determined five Israeli defense units have in the past committed gross human rights violations. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
All of these were incidents much before October 7th, and none took place in Gaza.
Patel says in the case of four of the IDF units, remediation has already taken place. No restrictions on further U.S. military aid are expected. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The cleanup is beginning in Sulphur City, Oklahoma, one of the places hit hardest in last weekend's tornado outbreak.
I've worked in this area for 25 years. I've grown to somewhat love Sulphur and Murray County. And to see this, it is very devastating. But I have full confidence in this group. And they are on a mission to restore what they can.
Captain Shelby Humphrey with the state's Highway Patrol. The hush money trial of former President Trump resumes tomorrow. You're listening to ABC News. After subsiding during the COVID pandemic, the decline in the U.S. birth rate is back to its pre-2020 pace.
Theories about the falling birth rate relate primarily to money. Some economists and demographers are gazing into a dystopian 22nd century in which the economy can't sustain itself. Couples are looking right in front of them at sky-high interest rates and child care costs and deciding to put off starting a family.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. The Olympic flame is moving from Greece to France on a slightly different journey for the Summer Games.
It may not be the quickest, but it is spectacular. The Olympic flame heading to host France via three-masted sailing ship. Watching it depart Greece, Claire Breck, a tourist from Paris.
I think it's the first. Usually it goes by plane, so using the natural, the wind, and it keeps us a little bit more in the tradition.
It should arrive in Marseille on May the 8th. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The Mona Lisa may soon have a room of its own. There are reports the Louvre in Paris is considering moving the Da Vinci portrait in order to alleviate overcrowding. The Mona Lisa is currently in what's known as the State Room with nearly 20,000 visitors a day. Trying to get a glimpse, the space gets extremely crowded. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.